Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story called Music is a Rainbow. And this story was written by a man named Brian Collier. And I think he illustrated it as well. Let's see if we can find an illustrator. Hold on. Oh, no, he did both. Yep, he wrote and he did the artwork. And it is a very colorful book, don't you think? How many different colors there's pink and yellow and purple and green and blue and white and brown and black and wow, so many colors. So let's figure out what this story is all about, shall we?
Wait, movies.
Oh, right. Thank you for reminding me. I would be lost without you. Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and
Kalaka.
Kalaka. Kalaka. I like that name. It's
Kalaka Beep Beep.
Kalaka Beep Beep. That's a fun name to say. It's very rhythmic. Kalaka Beep Beep. Let's read about this story, shall we?
We shall.
We shall. Okay. It was early morning. The only alone time the boy had with his father. He would watch as Daddy read the newspaper and sipped his cup of coffee. Your daddy has a cup of coffee in the morning too, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
Does he read the newspaper though? No, not. He reads the news on his phone. But when this story was written, they didn't have phones. Can you believe that? I mean, they had phones, but not the kind of phones that we have today.
Oh, what kind of phones?
Their phones were on a wall, believe it or not. And they had a big long cord attached to them. And they couldn't be held by your hand. And there was no screen on them to see anything. They only were used to talk into and to hear from. And that was it. Daddy would always pretend to be surprised when he caught sight of the boy in the doorway. But of course, he knew he was there the whole time. Your dad does that sometimes too, huh? Pretend. Every morning, Daddy called his son over, pressed 2 quarters in his hand, hugged him, and whispered a prayer in his ear. Isn't that a wonderful thing? I love that this daddy he's doing more than one thing here. What he's doing is he's providing money for his son so that his son probably can do something with that money. But he's also providing him with a hug, which is very important. That helps his son feel loved. And then even more than that, he's praying for him. So he's helping his body. He's helping his spirit as well as his body and his heart. Handling a lot of different areas there. Okay. Son, life is full of holes. You may want to close them up and keep out the storm, but make sure you leave room for that rainbow to find you. Broken is beautiful. Every morning, the boy would watch his father leave for work, and every morning, this is what it felt like. And in the picture we can see, he's standing in a room and the room has a hole in the ceiling, doesn't it? And the sun just falls down on top of him through that hole. The boy loved his time with his mother too. Every day, Mama beamed with joy as she pressed away the wrinkles from his clothes before school. She kissed him 2 times on his forehead and rubbed oil on his face until he shined as bright as the sun. Mama's love was sweet like penny candy.
Penny?
Yeah, back when this story was written, you could go and buy candy for a penny. You cannot do that anymore, but you used to be able to. But on his 7th birthday, something went wrong. Mama got sick, and Daddy said she had to go away for a while. And this is what it felt like to the boy. And in the picture, we can see that it looks like it's his birthday party, but everything has been turned upside down. It must be very hard for him. Now the boy sat alone in his room in the dark, and then he heard it.
Rainbow.
Music coming from behind the pictures hanging on his wall. And suddenly the boy could relax in the blue and green. He could shine in the yellow and red. He could dream in the purple and pink. And now, what do you see coming from the other side of the wall? What do you see?
His mom playing the piano.
Yeah, I don't know if that's his mom. I think the neighbor has a little girl, and the little girl is playing the piano. And the sound of the piano is traveling through the wall and into his room. He's been in his room because he was sad and he wanted to be alone and be sad. But the music found him. It traveled all the way through the wall and into his room and into his heart. So he wasn't alone after all, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it comforting to know that you're never alone?
Uh-huh. But I think that's his mom in a hidden room, or his dad in a hidden room.
Well, it looks like his mom had to go away for a while. So I don't think that is his mom. I think that is maybe a neighbor. Let's find out. And like his daddy's hugs and his mama's kisses on the forehead, music was a rainbow of love. But that feeling didn't last for long because his friends were outside waiting for him to get into trouble. Aha. Sometimes it helps to have friends that are waiting. Although, I don't like the idea of getting into trouble, you guys. Maybe they're just going to have a silly time. Let's see. Known in the streets as the South Side Bandits, they would sneak into ice cream trucks and go joyriding. Uh-oh. That is not a good example, boys. Naughty, naughty. They were eager to get into more mischief. But as soon as he discovered the movie theater, something in his head and heart said, stop. So he did. Well, that's a really good thing. I'm glad that if you get into mischief and your heart and your head to say stop, and you do stop, that is the right thing to do. We do not need anybody getting into mischief. We must always be kind and obedient. Now the boy sat alone in the theater in the dark. He loved the smell of buttery popcorn.
Me too.
Yeah.
And when the movie began, the music started too. The boy closed his eyes and saw the purple, the red, the yellow, and the green light that chased all the darkness away. The boy could relax. He could shine and he could dream. Have you ever heard music that goes with a movie that was so amazing that it touched you and you could almost see colors?
Mm-hmm.
What can you think of what a song would be that you had that experience with? Because I can think of one. I know a song.
What?
That you have heard and you were like, this song speaks to me and I love it.
What?
It was by a composer named John Williams.
Star Wars theme?
The Star Wars theme. Yeah, when you heard
actually,
that song.
The Mandalorian theme.
Or the Mandalorian. Do you remember who wrote the Mandalorian theme?
Ludwig Göransson.
Yeah, Ludwig Göransson. Good job. Yeah, those kinds of songs, when you hear those themes, even if you haven't seen the movies, you can still be moved by the music, right? Yeah. And the music was love, like daddy's hugs and mama's kisses on the forehead. But that feeling didn't last for long. One day, bored and hungry, he and the boys got an idea. They broke into the rec center through a half-open window in the back of an alley. With no real plan, They just ripped and ran from one room to another until someone discovered the pantry cupboard where all the goodies were stored. Food fight! Now, before I go any further, let me ask you this. Was that kind?
Mm-mm.
Was it the right thing to do?
Mm-mm.
No, it really wasn't. It was actually a really bad decision to go into a place where you're not supposed to go mm-hmm. and touch things which are not yours, right? Let's see what happens.
They're really naughty.
But then he found a room with a piano. And something in his head and heart said, stop. So he did. Well, now that seems like a very good thing. On the piano, he hit one white key. And then he hit all the white keys. One by one, he hit all the black keys too. Loving the sound each key made, he combined the sounds by running his fingers from the highest, softest notes like Mama's voice to the lowest and deepest notes like Daddy's voice. The boy could relax. You okay? Okay. He could shine and he could dream. And yeah, in the picture, you can see he's making music. Out of the keys of the piano come all these bright colors and patterns as he's touching them. And it is magical and musical looking. Oh my goodness, it's just exploding. And the boy remembered what his daddy told him. Son, life is full of holes. You may want to close them up to keep out the storm, but make sure to leave room for that rainbow to find you. Broken is beautiful. And as the boy continued to play, the sounds vibrated through his body. The sounds became music, and the music changed into colors. The rainbow had found him. And then that feeling lasted forever. And that is the power of music. You can always count on music to change things. If you're feeling sad, you can find a song that helps you express that. If you're feeling happy, you can find a song that makes you feel even more that way. And that is what I love about this story. I also think it's very interesting that when he found music, he stopped doing those naughty things. Because sometimes if you don't know what your purpose is, if you don't know what you're supposed to do with your life, you can get into a lot of trouble. And when you find yourself getting into a lot of trouble, I can almost promise you that you're not doing the thing that you should be doing. So, find where your purpose is. Find what you're designed to do and do it with all your heart, and then you'll never be in trouble, but you'll always be very busy. And that is the end.